Hey, hello, what's up, how you doing? Okay, I hope all is well. I hope you're living, breathing, and doing the things that you want to do with your life and figuring out where you are, who you are, and being true to yourself and being all love. This is going to be a really short podcast. So I kind of just wanted to have the conversation or just to share my experience that I just had. So maybe that I can be encouraging to someone else who is experiencing or who's having these particular feelings or experiences or not having these experiences, who want to continue to grow and, you know, just be beautiful. Okay, so today I went out and I did zip lining, I did ATVs, and it was like jumping from the top of, like, I don't know, something into the water. And what you don't know is that I am particularly petrified of heights. And when I say that, I mean that in every sense of the word, to where I don't even like to stand close to the edge of a balcony because it frightens me. My legs start to feel wobbly. It's just not my thing. So anyway, I agreed to go this because I knew I always wanted to do zip lining. It was something I wanted to do. So when I signed up, I didn't feel fear. The night before, I didn't feel fear. I was tired. I was like, I don't know if I want to go. And even up to the whole entire process, I didn't feel fearful of doing the zip lining. And I honestly questioned myself. I said, why aren't you afraid? And I literally said that to myself because normally I am afraid. I'm frightened. I mean, heights is like a really big thing for me. Like, I literally have been to Six Flags and never gotten on and with my school, paid my tickets. And me and my friend who don't do roller coasters literally sat there for 3, 4, 5 hours just talking while everybody else went and got on roller coasters. Now, there was a time in my life that I wasn't like that. I would get on the roller coasters. I would just do it. But there was an incident that happened with my brother. We were on a Rocky and Bullwinkle, like, log ride in Universal Studios. What was it, Disney World? I'm not sure. It was in Florida somewhere. And my brother's particularly really small. And while we were going down the ride, the bar was opening. It was broken. So I remember pinching him so hard. I don't know if he remembers this, but pinching him so hard in between my legs so that he did not fall out. I was frightened that I was going to lose him. And I remember really not enjoying the entire, like, I wanted to get off. But it was like we didn't have a choice. The ride was broken. So we had to just go through the process. And so ever since that moment, I've never gotten on the roller coaster again because the fear came in that I can die. Okay, so 20 years later, I was about to be like 12 when that happened. And I have been to Six Flags. You have to be like 12, 13, 14, somewhere around that. Like, it's somewhere in like the early teens. So fast forward now, I am my first heights situation. And I'm not afraid. I'm not even afraid when they put my harness on. I walk up the log stairs to get there. I'm not afraid. It wasn't until it was my turn that I became extremely, extremely afraid. And I was like, I think I should just get off. And it was so funny because I kept saying to myself, even in those moments leading up, I was like, why aren't you afraid? I'm confused. Like, why aren't you afraid? It doesn't make any sense, right? Like, I'm always afraid. So I was in a really good group, and they were really encouraging. Now, mind you, I just watched two people be like, no, I'm not finna do this, and they walked off. And so my group was really encouraging. They just kept saying, hey, it's okay. You're going to be okay. Just do it. And I just was like, I thought I was going to die. Like, literally thought I was going to die. I mean, this is a trigger for me at this point, right? Like, I was petrified, I was frightened, I was scared, I was everything, and I wanted to get off. I didn't care. Like, I remember them saying, the guy was like, you already paid for it, and I was like, I don't care, it's just money, like, it's like money over, like, you know, because in my head, heights equals death or some type of trauma. It was a trauma. It is a trauma for me. And honestly, it is. I mean, come on. Like, it's something that you should have some reservations about, because there is no safety there. I mean, to some degree, right? So, all right. So, I do it. I listened to them. They were so encouraging and loving, and I just did it. I did it. And then in the middle of it, I was like, this isn't bad. I literally even screamed to them, this isn't that bad. All right, we did 6 lines. So the second one, I still felt a little jittery. This one was higher. I was like, oh my God. You know, I don't like heights. So we're getting higher and higher and higher. I'm just like, this is stupid. Like, no one should ever do this in their life. We're climbing trees higher and higher. Like, it just seems ridiculous. So the second one was even higher. I was petrified. I did it. So I get through all of those, right? I get through all of the zip lines. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling motherfucking successful. We do the ATVs. I'm feeling good. Then we get to this beautiful, we get to this pool thing, cave thing. And one way to get into it is to dive off. Like, we're really high up, right? So you dive about, and I'm going to be really dramatic here, but it was high. It was really, really high. We dive off, or you take the zip line down, and then you let go, and then you drop into the water. So I am not diving because I've never dived before. It doesn't make any sense. It's stupid. So there was a slide and there was the zip line. I already did the zip line, so I'm feeling like, yeah. But unlike the zip line, this is letting go, okay? And so I literally, the first time I went up to go and do it, I had my hands on the thing, and he's just like, before you get to the red thing, drop, like, let go. And I watched this other girl go. She didn't let go. So what happened is it hit, and then she flipped upside down and fell in the water. So I went behind her. I went to go do it. Then I chickened out, and I said no. I let 2 or 3 people go in between me, and then I got back on it, and I literally was like, no. Mind you, I'm sitting there, and I'm in the middle. I'm holding everybody up now. I am. But again, I was in a really good group, and everybody, I mean, the whole, like, they were all staring at me. They were all like, no, it's okay. Like, you got this. It's okay. And I'm like, are you guys going to save me at the bottom? They're like, yes, look, we're here. Like, I promise you, like, don't worry about it. And I'm like, and I keep going through this, in my head, I'm like, I'm probably holding them up and probably annoying them. But they were so encouraging and so loving, and I was so appreciative for them. Fast forward, I just do it. Now, the hardest part was letting go. But in that last podcast, we just had the conversation of things getting you ready for the next level. I was already comfortable with doing a zip line because I already did it. But the next level was letting go and not being attached to a harness, letting go and dropping yourself into the water, right? This was the next level. And I was highly frightened. I really, really, really was frightened. I just did the zip lining. I was fine. By the time I got to the fourth one, I'm like, oh, I wasn't so like, oh, yes, yes, yes. But I was like, oh, okay. It's not that bad. I still, when I got to the top, I was still frightened. But I just did it because I knew that in the process, it wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. It was my fear holding me back. It was the fear, and there was a trigger that was holding me. But it wasn't. Going down the line wasn't frightening at all. It was actually cool. Now, here I am at the top of some mountain situation, about to dive into this cave pool. And I was frightened. But because I has so much loving and supportive people around me, I was able to do it. And so, why are you saying this? What's the point? Well, here's the point. I was in a client's home one time, and I remember seeing she had a plant. This particular plant, on one side, it was facing the window, but on the other, so it was one plant. And on the right side, which is by the window, that side was bloomed very beautifully. It was big. On the left side, it was half the size. And it wasn't as big. And when I looked, I realized that it was because the one on the right was getting sunlight. And what's so funny about that is that I remember thinking to myself, look at that, look at how much you can grow when you have love, sun, right? This side is growing bigger. It's the same pot, but this side is getting more love, right? Like more sun, more of what it needs in order to grow. And so bringing it to this moment of what I felt, what I was feeling, and what was going on is, had I not had these people who have no idea who I am encouraging me to get it done, this would have been a not so great experience for me. This would have been a missed opportunity for me to push past my fears and get something done. It's the same thing with the plant. Love, support. These are the things that we need in our lives in order to be great. I'm not going to sit here and say that fear is an illusion. Well, fear is an illusion, right? Like, but honestly, you should be fearful. But it shouldn't be fearful so much so that we do not live and enjoy our lives. I'm so grateful for these people. I'll probably never see them again in my life. But that's not the point. The point is, in your life, you are going to be afraid to jump, to do things that you want to do, right? Like to start that business, to get a side job, or, you know, our lives are so much more than work, but to jump off that cliff, right? To do ziplining, to do the skydiving, to go on vacation by yourself, to do certain things, right? And we're going to be afraid, but the importance of having people around you who are super, super supportive and of love is really, really important. It's the difference between that plant, that left and right plant. That right plant was literally, I cannot make this, I even took pictures of it, 2 times the size of the left side, because it was being nourished. It was getting what it needs to grow. And that's the same thing with people. It's not that we're all not great. We all don't always have the right amount of love and support that we need. And so when fear shows up, all we have is ourselves to be an encouragement. And sometimes that's not enough, I'm going to be quite honest with you. Because in the midst of it, had they just not even cared and was like, all right, well, my turn, I would have gotten down. But it was because of them that I stood there and I just was like, fuck it. And I was petrified the entire time. I mean, even when I got down into the water, okay, I had a life jacket on, got down in the water, and I remember getting in the water, like going, you know, once you drop from so high, you drop down, you drop pretty low. And I remember thinking to myself, how fucking long am I going to be under this water before I die? I remember coming up and my heart for a good 5 minutes, and it's no exaggeration, was like having heart palpitations. I was so fucking frightened, and I couldn't believe that I had just done that. But fuck that, my heart was like, what the fuck? What would you? I am 10 toes down, not taking the escalator. I am 10 toes down, like, we not about to do nothing that is dangerous. We not finna do that. And I've gotten like that because of what has happened to me in my childhood, right? And I'm so grateful for these strangers, these human beings that were so supportive of me throughout this. And I mean, I have a video. Someone took a video and I have it. Like, they were so supportive. It was the oddest thing. And I remember looking around. And sometimes you look around, you're like, are they like rolling? They like being supportive, but are they rolling their eyes and shit? And these people were really fucking being super encouraging. And I just was looking at their faces like, are they like being, because, you know, you try to look for some reason. I'd be like, you know what? Forget it. I'm really looking at them and I'm like, they really were like, yes, please, please, please. Like, yes, no worries. We're going to get you. And I literally sat there for about like 3 minutes, like being annoyed. Like, I don't want to say being annoyed, but I was frightened. My heart was in pain. But they were being encouraging. And that's what helped me push past a fear, create a new experience for myself. And and now I have some, now this can, now it'll be a lot easier for me. And I'm not saying like all other things, but if I had to say number one fear was height, is not was, is height for me. I don't like being high. I don't like jumping out. I don't like doing certain things. But if I had to do it again, would I do it? Absolutely. Love. We have to give each other love and support, even when we don't know each other, and the importance of not just only wanting that for ourselves. I am a person who is extremely supportive of anything you want to do, okay? And I'm not and I'm going to hold you to what you say you want, and I'm going to push you to get that, like, because I know that fear is just a thing that we must push past. And so I encourage you to get people in your life or to be around love and support at all times, because it is a difference between you growing 3 feet and 12, right? Because we can only do so much by ourselves. Because as humans, we're more, just as beings, right, souls, we want to keep our 10 toes down on the ground. We want to be safe, and it's a good thing, but safety is not going to help you crush those goals, and it's not going to help you be all you can be. And I know that sounds hella corny, but it's true. You need the right kind of support in your life. Everyone needs it, and we have to, in ourselves, start being that for other people. Like, I am highly supportive. Everyone around me just knows it. I don't care if you came to me and said, I want to quit my job and I want to fucking start a donkey business. Okay, great, let's do it. I'm here for you. What can I do to help you? And I've always been like that, right? In my 20s. Like, you know, when you're a kid, you just, whatever. But I've always been like that. That is who I am. Not because I want you to encourage me, but because that is who I know what fear looks like. I know what it does to you. It's debilitating. And so I wanted to share that because I thought that that was really, really important. I thought that that was such a grave lesson. What an amazing experience I had today. I mean, jumping. And it goes back to the conversation that we were having on my last podcast, which was, everything is leading you up to the next level, but the next level is gonna be harder. Yeah, now I'm ziplining, but now I'm letting go. Now I don't have a harness. Are we going to win, or are you going to win, or are you going to lose? Are you going to cower away because the master looks like a fucking beast and he might kill you? Or are you going to push through it? Because you have the tools. Level 2 got you ready for level 3, and level 3 got you ready for level 4. Now, they do not look the same. They don't. But the tools and the skills that you learned from each level before the last are things that are equipping you to be able to crush the next level. So, yes, I conquered the zip line. I did all 6. I feel so great. I was feeling fucking amazing. Level 2, right? Is now ziplining and letting go into a pool high up. This shit is out of y'all, out of pocket. No, that's not how this works, but that's how levels work. We all play video games in our lives once or twice, right? That's how it works. I was prepared. Now, if I went directly to do that, to zipline into a pool, I would have never did it because I didn't have the basic skills and the understanding that, first of all, ziplining is not that bad, right? I had already did 6 times into it, right? So there's levels and steps. You want to not go from level 2 to level 4. You want to do level 3. Everybody always want to skip steps, but that's the problem. That's why we fail, because what was going to get you ready for level 4 was in level 3. All levels are important. All pieces to the puzzle are important. Love is important. Support each other. Support everybody around you. Show love. Just be great, you guys. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share. And we out here motherfucking crushing shit. Cause I really think about my life and I think about the things that I want. And I know that it's so much past where I am currently. Right? Conquering fears and jumping out of planes or jumping off ziplining or doing all these different things, ultimately, everything is connected, right? Helps me make better deals, helps me not be so fearful of outcomes of certain situations. I really, really, really am grateful that I had this experience today, and I'm really grateful that God put me on the boat, on the sharing of them with these, sharing this journey with a bunch of amazing supportive people, genuinely supportive, you know. And I'm so grateful for that, because had they not been supportive, this would have been a missed opportunity. So my tree has grown a couple inches today because I fucking did some things that were scary for me. I remember a guy saying, you should do something. It was the, if you listen to NPR podcast, which is amazing, How We Built It, one of the most amazing podcasts ever. It was the one who made Southwest Airlines, I believe. And I remember him saying, every day I do something that scares me. And I remember just him saying that and listening to his journey was also a guiding light for me today, because I remember saying that to myself, do something that scares you. That helped me. Eckhart Tolle literally said fear is an illusion, basically, was helping me. And I just read that little passage in Eckhart Tolle's book, The Now, The Power of Now, yesterday. So I'm on page 18, you guys. I'm in the beginning. But everything is connected. I feel fucking powerful today. You know? So I appreciate you guys for listening, and I hope this piece of what I'm experiencing is some way, somehow, really connects with you in some way. Maybe not now, but maybe later. Push through that shit. But it's hard to do that. But sometimes you can, and sometimes you can't. So make sure that when, whatever you do, you surround yourself with amazing people. And you in yourself be an amazing person, right? Build down those walls, break down those walls, break down that ego, break yourself down, humanize yourself, be supportive and of love to someone else, be that change that you want to see. The world isn't that scary. I was afraid to travel by myself. I literally was. And the first time I went by myself on vacation, I went to Atlanta for 4 days, but I already had booked Thailand for 30. I went to Atlanta by myself, and I remember it's been feeling so awkward. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't want to have lunch by myself. That's weird. It's weird. But now I'm like, I'm so grateful for the, I apologize if you hear the noise downstairs, it's some people. But I'm so grateful, because now I can sit here, be on vacation, and people can say, like, oh, why did you come by yourself? And I'm like, yeah, because sometimes you want to be by yourself, right? Like, sometimes you want to, like, who are you when no one's around? I'm really big on that, because I'm really big on self-improvement, strengthening my mind, right? So who am I? And also, I don't have time to wait for people to go on vacation. I just do what I want when I feel like it. So when I'm ready, I'm ready. I'm not going to be like, oh, let's get it together. I'm not like that. It's great to be around people, but it's also an amazing experience for me to be by myself, be able to walk in restaurants, have dinner, and get dressed for myself, come back to the room, do what I need to do, get up in the morning, lay on the beach, and be a bum. It's an amazing experience. So who are you when no one's around? Crushing these fears and crushing. I'm really just want to share my journey, because I know how harsh it can be. And again, we need love around us. One of my friends, he's such an amazing soul. I was feeling really sad the other day, and he didn't know. And he just was like, hey, I'm in the area, whatever. And I, you know, at first I was just wanting to be like, no, no thanks. But I was like, let me just go and say hello. So I went outside and said hello. He was like, what's wrong? Because, you know, when you be sad, you can't hide it all the time. And I was like, this happened in my business, and this is time the third. Because, you know, if you know me, then you know that I'm really, really, like, big on improvement in my business, too. Like, I don't like certain things happening, or if things go bad, it makes me feel bad. It makes me sad. It makes me really sad. And so he owning several businesses and, you know, doing his thing and shit like that. He's done such an amazing job doing a bunch of stuff. He's like, yo, you know, like, this is just a part of it, right? Like, one monkey out of a million, like, come on, like, this happened, that. And, you know, just had that conversation with me, and I felt so much better because here it is again, I'm not feeling good, but that goes back to love. Having those supportive people around you who understand, who may not always understand your journey, but who are supportive of you. And he really just told me, like, no, you're doing an amazing job. Like, no, it's okay. And I felt so much better. I was so grateful for him for even recognizing me enough to know, like, something's off, you know? So I'd be as cheerful as I can. And sometimes when things happen, I'd be sad, like, oh, God. But, yeah, anyway, I had this shower running for mad long of being a bad girl. Love, peace, you guys, and I hope that you figure something out for yourself and you do something daily or as often as you can that scares you. But make sure, because if it's a powerful, if it's like something big, you know, make sure that you always have the right people around you to help water that plant, to help give you sunshine, to support you on those dark days or those days where it just seems too scary to continue. You know, it's the difference between your 3 and 12 inches, right? Because we're all going to grow, but people who have that support and that love and people around them who really want to see them win and be better versions of themselves, they're going to do better, right? You see a difference between children. You watering that plant. They're watering you. They're making sure you're good. And that's what we're supposed to be for each other, love and support. And anyway, I want to be that for you as well as much as I can. I know that sometimes the topics that I have can sometimes be like, okay, girl. Okay, Keisha. Okay, what movie is that? If y'all don't know what movie that is, beat it. But, all right, I got to go. I got to go get in the shower so I could go get cute and go have me some dinner. You heard? Because that's what we're going to do. We'll eat a nice, nice, nice dinner. All right. Love always, you guys. And, take care of yourself and take care of people around you. And we don't always have to agree, but we need to respect each other. And I support you. Fuck shit up out here in this world. You know what I mean? All right. Who laugh is that? I'm mad annoying. Bye.